documenting 40 years of ballooning in Albuquerque. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. Next year, the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta will celebrate the Big 4-0. Last year's event drew 500 registered hot air and gas balloons and 650 balloonists. Aero TV was there, and ANN's Jim Campbell spent a few minutes with Dr. Tom McConnell, who's been with the event from the beginning and who's working on a book to document the event's history.
We've had this amazing week, and obviously so has everybody else, because you've had, by and large, really great flying weather. And I see you, you've had the balloon out virtually every day and just beating up the sky.
Well, it's been a great week, in the morning in particular, particularly since on Friday night before this thing started, we had one of the TV news channels on, and the weather guy said, really doesn't look good for tomorrow morning. Probably was the best flight of the week. So that's pretty typical around here. The mornings are absolutely gorgeous. My son flies the balloon now. I'm the emeritus balloonist. Sometimes I have to pull rank, and since he's the captain, I have to be the emeritus admiral. But it's been fabulous, and we've taken a lot of new passengers up, and some of the crew, and it's been great.
Tom, there's a number of folks that have talked you up in a number of regards whenever we've asked about the history of the event. And apparently you're heavily involved in documenting the history of not just this event, but much of the community here. Tell me about the effort you're undertaking right now in regards to a book that you have in progress.
Next year, as you know, will be the 40th event of the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. And many people thought, we need to document some of the history. Not all of it, it would be impossible. It would be volumes and volumes. So there are four of us who are working together, editing a book, which will be called The World Comes to Albuquerque. The copy on the book, we're about 95% done with it. The photography, we're maybe halfway there. We hope to send it to the printer in maybe mid-January, end of January, and hope to have the book available about a month later. We've taken many of the stories from the past programs, the official programs of the Balloon Fiesta, which I've written a couple, and one of the other editors has written most of, and one of the other editors has written more than I have. And then the next year, this really documents high points in the history of the Balloon Fiesta, starting with actually, 1 year before the Balloon Fiesta, when Sid Cutter had his party at Cutter Aviation and bought a balloon for a centerpiece for his hangar, and that's a fabulous story. And then the next year, April of 1972, was what then became known as the first Balloon Fiesta. And the next year, in 73, was the first World's Hot Air Championships here in Albuquerque, where from that time on, we've had the most balloons in one time anywhere in the world, including this week. The photography in there, there'll be some old pictures that appeared before. There'll be some new photographs. We hope to have about twice as many photographs as we do copy. And we hope that the book will sell, because it will be sold for the profit. Excuse me, I shouldn't use the word profit, because we're a not-for-profit organization. But as you know, we have to put on another one next year. We have to make another $5 million plus so we can put it on next year. And this is part of that effort. There'll be a hardback variety and a softback. So far, we're pretty proud of it. We're now on the fourth draft of that book. 2 weeks from now, we'll meet again with the fifth draft and go at it again. But that's basically a lot of history. There's a brand new foreword by Sid Cutter with a brand old photograph of Sid when he was a little bit younger than he is today. And great, great stuff of the special shapes and the gas balloons. And there's one particularly great article that I happened to write, which I'm very proud of, about the first female balloon pilots in New Mexico. And when I did that story, I got to call a lot of people on the telephone that I hadn't talked to for 25 years. And that was a great story. We have a couple photographs out of that. And so that's the gist of the book we're working on that will be a historical perspective of 40 years of ballooning in New Mexico, and in particular the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta.
More with balloon historian Tom McConnell in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Piperjet.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Albuquerque balloon historian Tom McConnell, who's working on a book documenting the 40-year history of the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, including how it all got started.
You mentioned there were milestones along the 40-year genesis of this event and movement, if you will. What might some of those milestones be? I mean, I've heard so many stories about this event, and having been here every few years, and so I've seen some of these stories come to pass. Tease us with a few of them, if you will.
Well, the milestones, the first one, of course, was the very first one where Sid Cutter decided for this KOB radio 50th anniversary celebration, when he was approached by the then general manager, can you get a balloon here? And Sid said, how about more balloons than I've ever flown in the world before? And certain people's eyes lit up, and they found out that the world's record up to that time was something like 15 or 16 or something like that. So he set out to find more balloons than that. And I think he eventually had 18 or 19. And that really was an enormous milestone and started the whole business. The next year, when we had the first World Hot Air Balloon Championships, it's the first time that had ever been done before. So that certainly was a milestone. Balloon glows in the evening. It is sad that those were not invented here, although we take great credit for having invented it. We have these special shape things. People started to think about that and put on these special shape rodeos. An enormous milestone for us was having grass on that field out there. As Glenn Moyer has spoken, you lay out in the dirt and you land in the dirt, and pretty soon your balloon becomes dirt. And so this has been fabulous for us. We've had other milestones with the gas balloon races, the America's Challenge. We've had the Gordon Bennett here four times. So those are some of the things that we pride ourselves on. One milestone that nobody besides ballooners know about is the propane manifold that is now used worldwide, where you have one propane truck, but you can fill up 20 or 30 balloons at one time from that truck, was invented by an engineer, close friend of mine and ballooning in Albuquerque, and longtime member of the board of directors and past president of the Balloon Fiesta, was invented here, and I think it was 1975, and people saw that instead of waiting in line. Here you could get 20 balloons at one time instead of one balloon at one time and take, you know, 5 or 6 hours to fill up the propane. So that's a milestone that people don't know about or don't talk about, but it happened right here in Albuquerque.
Outstanding. Well, it sounds like you're going to have some great stuff to read and see. For those who might be interested in getting a copy of the book, how might we be able to get a hold of it in the future? Is there a website or a phone or an address that we might send to ANN readers worldwide so that they can pick up the book when it's available?
Well, the website of the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta will probably be one of the easiest ways to get this book. It will be available at the bookstore in both the museum here and at our offices. we want as many people to buy this book as possible, not just aviators and hangers-on of aviation, but everybody who's interested in New Mexico and ballooning and an outdoor visual feast type of carnival, whoever you are, buy that book.
Tom McConnell's literary labor of love, titled The World Comes to Albuquerque, is set for publication late this spring. You can place an advance order and find details on the 2011 Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, October 1st through the 9th, on the web at balloonfiesta.com. Jim Campbell is ANN's founder, CEO, and editor-in-chief. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening, and have a clear and unlimited day.